Hi everyone. Last week's conversation with my dear friend Vinita was an enriching experience. We discussed how fulfilling it is to have meaning and purpose in life, drew comparisons between the Western and the Indian streams of thought in psychology, and realized how rich our Indian scriptures were in terms of imparting life's lessons that stand the test of time. Vinita rightly pointed out that meaning and purpose should not be associated only with the career of a person. A mother could find meaning and purpose in bringing up her children, or for that matter, a person engaged in philanthropic activities may be flourishing by just helping the needy. In fact, purpose and meaning could be any form of engagement with our immediate environment. Anything that gives us a lot of satisfaction and happiness. Whatever be the form of your engagement with life around you, it is important to have some amount of clarity about it. Most of us are living our lives on autopilot these days, not pausing enough to reflect on how they spend their time. In my sessions, especially with students, I find most people having vague ideas about what exactly they want to do in life. And even if they know, majority feel lost about how to reach their goal. This loss of sense of direction in life is giving rise to feelings of emptiness and worthlessness in many people. Not only this, in a study by Andrew Steptoe, a psychologist at University College London, on 7,300 adults over the age of 51, shows that having meaning and purpose in life positively affects a person's health as well as several other domains of life, like social functions, psychological and emotional well-being, and economic prosperity. Research shows that having a well-defined life purpose not only gives structure to our time, it also gives a boost to our self-esteem. In the last episode, we have already discussed about Dr. Frankl's work on how meaning and purpose help us overcome difficult circumstances in our lives. Surely, a little more deliberation on these in this time of uncertainty is likely to provide us with a certain amount of stability and a lot of strength. For many people I know, it has been easy for them to identify how they wanted to spend their lives. Like my niece, knew from the very beginning that her interest was in law, and today she is a senior associate in a successful law firm. Or one of my cousins, who made indigenous telescopes as a student, is a professor in the Institute of Physics, Bhubaneswar, with a volume of work in high energy and astrophysics. But at the same time, there are so many people who feel a little lost when they are asked about their purpose in life. I'm sure, with a little reflection, you can find an answer to that. Let me tell you how. The best way is to begin by exploring your passions. Try to remember activities that you enjoy doing the most. Is there some activity that makes you lose track of time? You will also get clues from the kind of people you like having around you. How you place yourself in social settings. What literature you are reading. Maybe you can go back to your childhood. Think about things you enjoyed doing most in your growing up years. Hobbies that you pursued at some point in your life, and then probably they got left behind with time. Make a list of all those things that attract you, and then maybe shortlist one or two. The next step would be to identify your character strengths. You can identify your character strengths through a character strength test available online on viacharacterstrength.org. These strengths are divided into seven domains or virtues and more or less define how we go about our lives. Many of you will notice that your top character strengths are likely to be aligned with activities that hold your interest. For example, a person involved in philanthropic activities may find that his top character strength is kindness. You can also get a sense of direction in life by using your top character strengths in different ways and hook on to what works best for you. Well, not everyone may feel comfortable using this method. Another way to find meaning and purpose in life is ask yourself this question. What will my life look like if I were to be happy 15 years from now? You can break it down further by asking yourself questions like, where will I be living? What will I be doing? And who will be around me, say 5 years from now? And then take it further to 10 years and 15 years. By doing this exercise, you are likely to get a fair idea about your short-term as well as long-term goals in life. I recommend you to use the acronym SMART given by George Doran in 1981 while making your life goals, where S stands for specific, M is measurable, A is attainable, R is realistic, and T is timely. Timely meaning there should be a timeline attached to your goals. While deciding your life goals, it is also important that you know whether your goals are intrinsic or extrinsic. Extrinsic goals are those that are influenced by external forces like the opinion of others, materialistic gains, and social comparison. Whereas, intrinsic goals are derived by the things that we enjoy doing, activities that give us internal happiness and joy. Sonia Lyubomirsky, in her book, The How of Happiness, defines intrinsic goals as inherently valuable and that nurture our basic psychological needs. Here, I would like to share an incident with all of you. On a trip to Varanasi with a very dear friend of mine, we landed up by chance at the Krishnamurti study retreat at Rajghat. As luck would have it, we attended an ongoing session with students of an exchange program from USA in their meditation room. The in charge of the center was a retired bureaucrat from Bihar cadre and a torchbearer of the philosophy of Sir Krishnamurti. He responded to all the questions of the students with a lot of patience. I wish I could take you back to the moment, the serenity of the place, a seat of knowledge on the banks of River Ganga. Such places always leave you seeking more. One remark from that session left an indelible impression on my mind, and it so resonates with the idea of intrinsic motivation. On being asked how the alumni of the Besant School are later placed in life, he looked somberly at the questioner and replied, "We don't produce millionaires. Rather, we produce happy persons from the school." And with a faraway look, he said, "But unfortunately, very few parents understand this. Wish there were more educational institutions in India that nurture intrinsic motivation in children and turn them into happy adults." Once the goals are well defined, the next step would be to execute them. And it is here that most people falter. Actually, achieving life goals is about two things: willpower and waypower. And both are equally important. And it is very important to understand both. Willpower is the ability to resist short-term temptations to meet long-term goals. According to psychologist Kelly McGonigal, willpower not only consists of saying no to temptations, it is so much about saying yes to things you know will lead you closer to your goals. Willpower is also about delayed gratification, best demonstrated by Walter Mischel in his famous marshmallow experiment, discussed in great detail in my last episode. Often students ask me about ways to enhance their willpower. Well, you can do this, of course, by delaying gratification adding some extra zest to what you're doing, and looking after your physiological state by sleeping well, paying attention to nutrition and exercise. Whey power is the roadmap of how to reach your goals. You can enhance your whey power by making a concrete plan, form strategies, create a support system to reach your goals. One simple way to develop whey power is to ask yourself, if I have a goal in front of me, what are the things I need to reach the goal in the next 6 months, 1 year, and the next 5 years? Here, I would like to draw your attention to the fact that both willpower and whey power give rise to hope. And hope is an integral part of staying positive. Rick Snyder, a famous psychologist, sums up hope in the following words. It is believing you have both the will and the way to accomplish your goals, whatever they may be. According to Snyder, one way to boost your hope and to keep yourself motivated is to find different ways to solve problems, breaking your goals into short-term and long-term goals, and to be flexible enough to try different routes to reach your goal. Of course, as many of you have experienced, and it is understood that you will face obstacles on your path to reach your goals. One good way to deal with obstacles is mental contrasting, a concept translated into a working model by the name of WHOOP by Gabriel Ottoden, a professor of psychology at the University of New York. Here, W stands for wish. It is the stage where you form a goal. O is outcome, where you visualize reaching your goal. And the next O is imagining the obstacles you're likely to encounter on your way to reach your goal. P in WHOOP stands for a plan you can make to overcome your obstacles, or what we call implementation intentions. WHOOP has been widely used by people ever since its inception to increase their well-being. It is also available as an app on iPhones and Android devices, and I encourage everyone to use it for all kinds of goal setting, big or small. So let me put all of this together for you. For a happy and content life, it is important that you identify your meaning and purpose in life. This can be done by forming long-term and short-term goals. Your goals should be intrinsic, that is, having emotional value for you. They should be flexible, appropriate, activity-oriented, and focused on your growth and self-improvement. You can easily reach your goals by boosting your willpower and whey power. Make use of mental contrasting by the help of apps like WHOOP to get you closer to your life goals. Let me give you a small tip here. Get into the habit of writing your goals and ways to reach them on small cards, or set reminders on your smartphones and keep reading them in your waiting time or commuting time, or when you have nothing much to do. Make some time to review and revise at fixed intervals to give you a sense of accomplishment for what you have achieved and an objective assessment about what more needs to be done. So a good way to begin this exercise is by asking yourself today, what do you value the most in life? And what are the things you enjoy doing the most? Let's chase sunshine together. Hope you find these tips useful. You may give your feedback on the Instagram handle of the podcast, which is chasingsunshine_podcast, or DM me. And follow it for an update on more episodes. Stay positive and stay happy.